because this is so important, this next section. I don't like feeling like I'm rushing through it. It's really important. I hope you get a chance to read it online. This whole discussion of the strategy that power evolved to lock us down and the practical nature of the guidance these guys are giving us here. I've never heard this. By practical, what I mean is just as there is this implicit bias called reverence for the mental manual divine, or for the so-called intellectual that we don't see, there's a sim, and so never gets discussed as such. I mean, I think we see it, but it's never seen publicly over the airwaves. And that matters. That matters big time. But just as that bias we don't see, we have come to accept as the background, just as we saw with Finn, he sort of, or she seemed to accept as the background, the layers and layers of cons, of so-called complexity, as stuff we have to wade through. It's just too much to dismantle. And well, they're talking about it, and it never gets talked about. This is authentic analysis. It was talked about by de Tocqueville. It was talked about by Diana Spearman. And so we need to talk about it again, resurrect these important conversations about how we are locked in by these created layers and layers and layers and layers of false complexity. And what they see and are talking about is that on the global level, no such thing. They move, power moves freely. They are not constrained like us. And their thinking has never been constrained by this sense of this weight, literal weight of phony complexity, because they made it. They're not constrained by it because it doesn't exist in reality. That's why I'm saying, in response to Finn's concern about how difficult it all seems, it's not real. It exists by our belief in it. And as soon as we stop believing it, it dissolves instantly. It's not that hard, trust. They aren't constrained by it. It doesn't exist in their minds. It doesn't exist. They create that for us. And then we create it per their instructions for ourselves.